Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 7th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanunoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe as teachers threaten to boycott work.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-6192077, and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com. If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe, where doctors are on strike and are likely to be joined by teachers tomorrow on the first day of the 2019 financial year. Doctors who are demanding salary payments in United States dollars, improved working conditions, and the revival of the state-sponsored vehicle loan scheme downed tools on December 1st, 2018. Teachers today held several meetings with state officials as the Zimbabwe Teachers Association has already declared that its members are too incapacitated to start work tomorrow. The teachers are also demanding payment in U.S. dollars as the current quasi-currency, the bond note, has lost value together with the real-time gross settlement. And this comes at a time when most parents are saying they are struggling to buy uniforms and pay fees for school-going children. Please note that we are live-streaming this show on Facebook pages VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So if you want to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. Yebo kambe mahlabe zulungani njani ezingani zihlaba abantu sibili enhliziyweni. Lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngokukhala nomsebenzi okwenziwa ngodokotela. Sibele isikhatshana sibili kumbe ngathi namhlanje kukwanise amalanga angu-38. Kuzobuya ke ababalisi bathi kusasa balakho ukuthi abasazobuya emsebenzini. Kusenzakala khonokho abazali bathi abayenelisi ukuthenga impahla yabantwana. Ngenxa yokuthi ke phela imali iyahlupha. Nxa sisigangela udokotela lababalisi bathi imali asebeyifuna ukuthi babhadalwe iholo labo ngamadola eMelika. Kuzobuya ke siyabona ukuthi ke uhulumende uthi hayi abanye odokotela sebebuyele emsebenzini, kodwa odokotela bathi akunjalo. Kusobala ukuthi uhulumende uzama ukuthi aqile abantu ebatshengisele ngazani sebekule sivumelwano khonokho akakenzakali khonokho. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Ngenani kuhlelo khona manje nansi inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yey, kunjalo babantu.
Ndiwe. Nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe maererano nenyaya dzezvemari nenyaya dzezveupfumi nenyaya dzevashandi vazhinji vavo vakumboranwa mabasa. Ndo nyaya yatikuda kuti titarise tikurukure nhasi kuda kuti pananewo mazano tinzwe kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei sezvamanzwa. Kana muchida kuti kupinda muchirongwa munotifonera pa 001-202-619-2077 tigokufonerai mugotipavo pfungwa dzenyu. Mamiro zvinhu hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka mazuva ano pamusoro penyaya dzezveupfumi, pamusoro penyaya dzezvemari. Tina maticha varairidzi vari kuramwa mabasa, vari kutotivo kutangidza mangwana chaiko, vanenge vachishanda mazuva maviri pasvondo rese rese kusvika hurumende yagadzirisa zviri kuvanetsa. Asi vati kwanzi tinopa hurumende mazuva gumi namana kana urumende isina kuita zvavari kuda vava kuita pa strike chayo zvokugara kumba zvokusaenda kuchikoro saka ndo gumwe rutivi uno rumwe rutivi vana chirembavo vari kutivo vane zvichemo zvavanoda kuti dini hurumende yagadzirisa vasi kuendawo kumabasa nyaya dzacho dziri kungoramba dzichienderera mberi asi hurumende iri kuti chimwe chezvichemo zvavarayiridzi nana chiremba chokuti vabhadhagwa nemari yokunze kana kuti US dollar hazvigoni nokuti hurumende inoti haina mari yokuita zvose izvozvo zvino ndo imwe nyaya iri kunetsa musakanganwa kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kubuda pafacebook page yedu live iko zvinoti chikurukura dure
ye kunjalo ke njobowande ekubeka ke pakati kwenu ekuti ke uhlelo lolu luphuma ke live kufacebook kuvoa studio 7 voa shona lakuvoa ndebele lingakhohlwa njalo lokuthi sikhona phela emsakazweni we-studio 7. So we are happy that you are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former parliamentarian, and he's a current member of the ruling party. He's in the Central Committee. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, and Happy New Year.
Oh, compliments of the new season indeed. We thank the Lord, and at least there's a bit of rain now that are pouring on us, so it gives us some bit of hope, especially on the livestock and also the crops. This is a good development for 2019. What a way to start 2019. We thank the Lord indeed.
When we look at the economic situation in Zimbabwe, indications are that you know, the economy is declining very fast, and the U.S. dollar is, you know, everyone wants to be paid now in U.S. dollars. We know that the doctors have been on strike for a long time now. Teachers are also threatening to go on strike. And it seems as if the situation in the country, Mr. Chuma, is very chaotic now. So what is going on?
Well, I can safely tell you that we at times get to a point of inconsideration and at times of not being sincere with ourselves and at times being so pessimistic that we never want to give anything a chance. This is a new dispensation that just began its journey. And honestly speaking, I would have loved and I would have thought that the most logical thing that should have happened is that we should all have given it a chance, rally behind it, and make it work. Because unfortunately, like I've repeatedly said, this game of economics will take everybody on board. It cannot be done by one party, the ruling party, ZANU-PF. It can't be done by a certain sector. Even if they were to give MDC the rocks today, and then ZANU-PF decides to sabotage their spell, they will still come under the same conditions as we are facing now. So the economy needs everybody to speak with one voice, everybody to remember that Zimbabwe is the first common denominator to all of us before. We are either ZANU-PF or MDC or ZAPO or either Catholic, Zayoja, or my church, same one. But we will face us, Zimbabweans. We are born to be Zimbabweans. Then we choose what we want to do with our lives later on. So this is the moment when people really need to have a strong and big paradigm shift to come back together and say, let us focus. Just like what the president said when he was inaugurated, he actually opened up the doors for even the opposition leader, Advocate Chamisa, to say, come, we have a role to play in this new government. And such is the way and the direction that we need to take as Zimbabweans if we are going to rescue this moment and come out a better country with a very versatile economy.
But apparently it is very clear that ZANU-PF is actually in power. And for you to blame the opposition of sabotaging the economy and all those things, some people are saying, you know what, ZANU-PF has failed and is not doing the right thing. So are people precise, really correct to say the problem is with ZANU-PF, nothing else?
know, it can't be true. ZANU-PF is coming up to say, let us work together, let us develop this economy, and they are trying to bring up policies to open up. If you remember, the previous regime had no open-door policy at all. We were disengaging ourselves from everybody, the international community. But now this new regime led by our President Mnangagwa is saying that, no, let us engage everybody. Let us look east and look west and look everywhere and have everybody partaking of this beautiful nation called Zimbabwe. So that's the trajectory that we need. But now the problem is that there are others who are saying, so how are we going to succeed? That's why I say that even if MTC had to come into power now and ZANU-PF adopts such kind of hypocrisy and such kind of mentality to say we are going to throw spanners into the works of MTC, they will never go anywhere. My brother, that's why they said united will stand but divided will fall. So as long as everybody doesn't come to this party, we are going to have a problem. So this is the time when people need to realize that patriotism must be more than a partisan politics of saying I'm ZANU-PF, I'm MDC. MDC can have good ideas, and ZANU-PF must be able to embrace those ideas and move on with them. ZANU-PF can have good ideas. MDC must accept that as well, and we all move on together. But the moment we always want to oppose and oppose each other for the sake of opposing, then we'll never grow, we'll never go anywhere. Let us take examples from nations like where you are right now in America. The Democrats and the Republicans can fight and oppose each other, but when it comes to the issue of America, they will close ranks and come together. And that's why America is where it is today. But with our mentality here of saying, whatever ZANU-PF says,
as we speak right now, Mr. Chuma, there's a government shutdown here in America over differences on matters to do with border security and others. But meanwhile, can you hold there? I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Opet Masaraure, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Mr. Masaraure, good evening and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much, sir.
Yes, I think Mr. Wando posed a question.
Ko mabudiswa mjere nguva iyi nai vamasaraure.
Tabuda mjere masikati hurumende yedu iri sete yedu ine appetit yekufunga vanhu yekubvisa vanhu vasichakara zombo yekubvisa vanhu vasichachibvisa nacho tingori vadzidzisi vari kutambura vanototoda kudya toda kutumira vana vedu kuzvikoro saka tasungwa tikazoburitswa after 3 hours. Tasungwa anonga tazobuda kwako kuma 100 here tabuda tasungwa kuma around 14.
Mhosva yamanga muchipomerwa ndeyei?
Hatina mhosva yatapomerwa, tangoita zvimwe zvekuita nguvasangana nemabhinya asi ari mapurisa akatopfeka yunifomu dzenyika vanotobhadharwa mari mubateti zvedu sevanhu vakatopfeka zvote zvombo zvekubvisa kana paine mhirizhonga isu tingozvifambira tichiimba nziyo vakatitakura vakatiisa mumota yavo vakatende
paneta
kuti mhosva yamunapomera ndeyi vakati hatichatanayo
pane pane vanoti varayiridzi ava vari kuda kuratidzira kuti vari kuita zvamastrike pamwe chete nanachiremba vari kutumwa navamwe vanhu ndizvo here mungati chinamashoko vayo
asaisa yacho anoita se anorasika kuno.
Oh, ndanga ndati pane vamwe vanhu vanoti vadzidzisi nana chiremba ava vari kuratidzira vari kuramwa mabasa pane ari kuvatuma munoti chii nemashoko iwayo?
Ivowo ndo umbwa hwakakurisisa.
Aiwa, vamasaraure vamasaraure pamusoro
neurombo neurombo.
Okay.
Neurombo ndaandichida kuti koko ndokushaisa kwakakurisisa kunoitwa nevanhu vakabvuta vanofunga kuti matumbu avo oga ndiwo akakosa. Vanhu vanofunga kuti vana vavo voga ndiwo vakakosa. Vanhu vanofunga kuti utano hwavo voga ndiwo hwakakosa. Vanhu vanodaro vanotumira vana vavo kunodzidza kuamerica, vanotumira vana vavo kunodzidza kuaustralia. Vanhu vanodaro havana chavanoshaya mudzimba dzavo. Isusu we ordinary citizens vari kushaya kana chekubata mudzimba. We work tirelessly for this country tichisungirira kuti tidzidzisa vana vachipasa nyika ichibhosta ichiti tine vanhu vanotidzidzisa education yedu yakakura zvisingaiti isi choti choda muhoro unoita kuti tiwane chekudya choda muhoro unoita kuti tiwasoita vari muchipatara muoti tatumwa ndingatumwa here kuti ndizive kuti mwana wangu ane nzara ndingatumwa here kuti ndizive kuti handina mari yekukurisa mutovha kuenda kubasa hunhubu hunoitwa nevanhu vanoti kana vabata voti pavakabata ipopo vakushandisa fosi yekutanga ndiyo yavanoshandisa mapurisa asi tachitangwa anongobhirebha vanhu semasagi eminisiya inongo yachikobata vanhu zvisite zvoti hatina mhosva yatina kutendera vanoshandisa chechipiri vachishandisa zvenyaya yestate propaganda vanogara pasoshandisa maresources avangadai vachiisa kudevelopment yenyika kuti vagenerate lies and malice dekungodisiridza nyika isanecessary ndesan codefor this country is going to move forward beyond the malice inotoa yepropaganda yakuti vanhu ngavauye vashadire jeta whatever the biggest jeta ririkudirwa ndere vanhu vari misdirected vanofunga kuti ivo vega ndo vane matumbu isati panokudya
mambomira ipapo tisadzoka kwamuri Mr. Masaraure
ndinotenda pasadzoka vama Lawrence Mapengo vadinhavo vachange vachipindira urombo ndazwa ukasha
nezvinhu
zvatinogara tichinotaura nevanhu saka ndichakumbira va Lawrence Mapengo vanove sekitari vedeeon research pamunodzoka ndovaaaiwa
tatenda chaizvo vamasaraure tinotenda zvikuru Mr. Masaraure is not happy with the accusations or insinuations that the doctors, the teachers have a hidden agenda or they are being asked to do this by some unseen hand. But he says his biggest question is that, do I have to be told by anyone that my child is hungry? So he's saying that this is what they are fighting for, that they should have an equal part of the cake so that, you know, the country can move forward. So what I wanted to ask Mr. Chuma, how are you, Mr. Chuma?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. There are those people who say that the new dispensation has been given more than enough time to show a difference from the way things were and the way things are today. They are saying that things instead are getting worse. What can you say to that, Mr. Chuma?
I will tell you one thing straight up. It would be very unfortunate to hear anybody say that this new dispensation has been given enough time already, because we're actually less than a year into the new rule of the new dispensation. And you must know that building a country is not like cooking a pot of sada where you just boil water and then pour in millimil and that's it. You are good to go. It takes a whole lot of other dimensions to build up a nation and to sustain an economy that was already in its comatose. So I'll definitely tell you that this thing needs more time. It needs the engagement. It needs a focus and being together as a nation. It's not going to be a ruling party thing. It's not going to be an NDC thing. It's going to be a Zimbabwean thing. So as we go into it, let us look into this equation as an equation that can only be solved if X and Y are all together in it. Once there is one component that's not in it, we are going to have a problem.
But then when we look at the situation, we are seeing a lot of disgruntlement across professional organizations like the doctors, the teachers, for example. And now we hear that the miners are also threatening to join in this strike. Don't you believe that things are getting a little bit worse than they should have been otherwise?
Quite true indeed, but I will tell you that it's very unfortunate to see things going that road. And when you really look into it, I will forgive anybody who actually say that there's another hand, a hidden hand pulling the strings to make some of these things dance to a certain tune. It becomes unfortunate when professions like teaching, the medicine profession, become polarized as well, and politics comes into play. Those are professions that have always been respected, and I think that should have been left alone of this game. But if you look at our Zimbabwean situation, it's so very unfortunate that our opposition party, no normally taps into those kind of bodies and professions like the ZCTUs, because if we all know it's not a secret that the MDC was born out of the ZCTU anyway. But now we are now sort of diluting genuine grievances that are there. The teachers have genuine grievances. Doctors have genuine grievances. Those things should be addressed in a sober manner, and they definitely have to be attended to. But unfortunately, while we are at it, some elements of politics come out now and start disturbing and distorting what the genuine people are really crying for. Look at by the doctors, they are crying for forex, but in their profession, well, they are not producing any forex at all. So where do they expect the government to get the forex from at the moment? They already see that government is struggling to try and get forex to bring in basic commodities like fuel and even drugs that they are going to use in hospitals, and then they demand their salaries in forex. Surely this is our thing. We are growing it, and while it's still growing, yet that land is not really grown to support such things. Is it going to grow? Karagudu, we are actually killing it. That's one thing. That thing. Those are the kind of questions that must come into people's minds. Yes, I can understand miners, mine gold or platinum, whatever, and they're earning that forex. I can understand them when they say, let's have the forex, because they're earning it every day. But every other sector, really, if you are patriotic and you want to grow this thing, we should understand and bear with the government to say they still don't have what they want to actually have. It's just like you at home. Kanawa retrenched and you're not working. And then your kids are crying for meat, yet you are actually on a linen budget and you can probably afford meat once a week. They must really understand then when you sit down with them and say, guys, this is a situation. I'm no longer working at the moment, so we now need to tighten up a couple of things.
Thank you, John.
If you are proper children, they must understand you and bear with you at that moment until you get all right.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. It's Dr. Slobaba Ukafron Love Kumani. Baba Ndlovu, ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani mfowethu?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ungathini ke ngokwenzakale kwele Zimbabwe?
Into eyenzakala kwele Zimbabwe inzima kakhulu, because into esesiyikhalela ukuthi ungaphuma le party ungene enye iparty at least, because now akunamadoktha esibhedlela, amatisha nathi astrike. So into esiyikhalela kakhulu ukuthi ungaba notshintshi ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe siyibhilde ibe right, because manje even imali ayikho ekhaya. Kumele sisebenzise ama-foreign currency, so not ikhokhana is not right. Kumele siwanta izwe lethu liba nemali, but for now i-country yethu ayinamali. Kumele sisebenzise imali zamanye amazwe, ngoba imali yalaphana leyo bond yakhona ayisebenzi. Uma uhamba nakwelinye ilizwe ayisebenzi. Ungeza napha e-South Africa, South Africa abayithathi le mali, so kumele uyiphindisele bank. So that's a big problem. Yabona, so ungazanya ukuthi kubhilide i-country, then le party i-party lebusa e-ZANU PF iphume embusweni kungene i-MDC, at least sibone ukuthi yona i-MDC what's gonna to do izoyenzelani abantu, because now siyakhala sisemazweni manje siyasebenza, kodwa asiyibone into esisebenzela, because into zi-too expensive ekhaya. So into sesikhala ukuthi nganje kungangena enye i-party sikwazi ukuthi sibhilde i-country yethu ngenye i-party, bonke yona izosishiya kuphi, sikwazi ukubona ukuthi nathi siyahambe siyosebenza emakhaya. Silana e-South Africa nje asijabule, cause asikwazi ukubona iy'ngane zethu. Ukuzibona iy'ngane sezingile after 1 year, so that's a big problem. At least uma ngabe ngisebenza ekhaya ngizabalebulawayo, ngiyakwazi ukushesha ngeFriday ngihambe ngiyela lekhaya ngibona iy'ngane zami. But for now, noma ngishesha ngeFriday angikhoni ukuthi ngihambe ngiyibona iy'ngane, cause sizakufanele Monday ngenze emsebenzini and the country sekudingi kakhulu. Yabona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Ndlovu, ungathina kusasa sibongile baba.
Okay, siyabonga mfowethu.
Yes, that's Mr. Kafron Ndlovu is in South Africa. He's complaining really about the Paul Knox. He's saying they are not, working at all. That's the, problem that Zimbabwe is facing.
Mm.
Says those Paul Knox are too problematic.
Mm.
And then at the same time, he was saying that ZANU-PF has failed, so the leadership of ZANU-PF should pave way for MDC. so that he can always visit home and see his kids and so forth. So now, I don't know whether we've got a reaction from people.
There is someone here who is saying exactly what you have just said. This is Charles Katerere. We saying that zvinotodam tungamiri asiri dambudzo ngava pevachamisa. That's his opinion. That they need a new leader.
And naturally, I think Juma's reaction would be like, you know, it's not like sharing cigarettes.
No,
that's power.
No. And Nicodemus Matariro anoti hapana nyaya apa. He doesn't believe that the ZANU-PF is really trying to do anything helpful. And then Mehluleli Moyo is very critical of Mr. Chuma. He's saying that he's not looking at the bigger picture, but that he's just looking at the situation around himself. And then there's Ernest Gomani, who just says, Zvakaoma, Tawanda Gorondondo wants to talk to us. We'll call him. And then Tennyson Sibiya says, Vumai kuti takonewa mupe vamwe basa vanogona. That's Mr. Sibiya. Nicodemus Matariro says that this so-called new dispensation is just as good as nothing to the ordinary Zimbabwean. Yeah, and Takura Uni says that enough time Uno Taura during GNU change was seen within a short space of time. Ipai mana mu. Oh, I don't know what this word means, so I won't try to say it.
Yeah, okay. So, so I think we've got a caller, but before going to that caller, Mr. Wande, what Tendai Ipindura, who says, my way, naive way. So I think...
That's a cry of despair.
Then Zakile Liline is saying, I'm watching you guys. Then Utuli Maswoga, why is ZANU-PF blaming other people for his own problems? Then Tavisa Mbuyazu is saying, Tube, I'm watching as well. Thank you so much, Tavisa, for watching us. And then we've got a caller. Can you take that caller? I think it's Shona, the speaker.
Magadi niko paru, narapa.
Nuvara Magadi. Tino chimba, baba muno chimba wewe.
Aywa, tino fara. Tino kutawara nani?
Tino kutawara na wakrinji Muvamba. Wari kutawara.
Ehe. Tiba zire wune funga zenyu panya ya irimudari roi.
Panyaya ni mudariro wakuru wangu ningiko na kuti wakuru wakone wabasa especially yo watunga miriri yedu yokuti yo watunga miriri yedu kana wachitenga zunisha wano tunga ni mari yekunzi especially kwa Amerika iyo wano wakazita wano wanenge majedetera ni wano yo maticha ndi wada kupoye mari ye mapepa kuti wapaniche kuti wazikire kubasa ndi wana kuti paka shate wakuru kana wakonewa ala chire wechibiki wechibiki wote wabasa wenda mberi zina metera hawa jizi ule wechibiki wana kabada zina nekiti tuwane mwenye kumuni mbili mwenye wanewa nema wechibiki wala chaneta ni hawa wakini walipa wakini kutunga mirira wapokosu wawara ya nyi akuna zeziso kuni nitumire maari naka tumire are maranga akati yari kumabonde apana zeni inda ita saka nini chandru ngora yosemu tijafu mirito yofanango siya na iti kutubi yiso kutubi Kwa wala jika njiku wa mazedi, hivyo ndio zikini kuna kuzeke nika. Hivyo jika kumbire kongo arwa, andi kasi kumunga kukunu kuno kwa kwa kakini kwa kuzeke anji. Ure, hivyo pana kwa mnurushe. Kwa pachila mara ya kawan, bizu sasa uke munga, ashi hivyo zini hivyo. Saka ipa kwa hivyo, kwa hivyo zirejo, ama iwacho wa kwa hivyo, hongo waka kumbia mchari kapura. Asi pana hivyo wa kwa hivyo, awaku wana kumbwa wafungira. Ndiyo wana kwa hivyo, wana na basa kana anya nizini. Kujika kwa kwa chigaro,
Tatenda zukuru ne mashoko enyu, tatenda zukuru nokuti tsikira kwa muri kuita. tino vimba kuti zvinhu zvichafamba zvakanaka. No, his solution is very simple. The government should just give up and let other people do it.
Yeah,
I wanted to know if it is practical, and he admits that it's not practical, but he is adamant that we need new leadership, people with new ideas.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear what other people are saying on Facebook. We've got Faith Cutler, who says, no longer an excuse saying new dispensation. How is the MTC throwing spanners in ZANU-PF's works? Vama Saraure is on point, and Mr. Chuma should listen. Then Zwelani Reeves Moyo says, ZANU-PF is the old dispensation and the same new dispensation. It has never respected its own policies. Then Ever Week Mare says, ZANU-PF failed the people of Zimbabwe 30 years ago. They must go. How can Mr. Chuma talk of being together when the ZANU-PF leadership is enjoying life, buying cars, going out of the country for medical checkups, and all these other things? Then Faith Cutler is back again. He says, we should be seeing good policies on the ground towards easing the economic situation in Zimbabwe. And then David says, for how long are we going to have all these problems under ZANU-PF? So I guess we've got another caller. But before going to that caller, let's maybe get a comment from Mr. Lawrence Mutengo of the Rural Teachers Association. Mr. Mutengo, how are you? Mr. Mutengo, or Mpengo, or Mutengo? Lawrence, are you there?
Mapengo.
Oh, Mapengo. Mapengo. So, yeah, okay. So now we got it right. So maybe you can pose a question to him.
Magadi niko, tiputawe ufungwa zenyu, ndimi muri mukati me zvakawanda wanda zviri kuitika munyika. Munonzwa zviri kutaurwa navamwe, manzwa zvataurwa na vachuma, na vamwe vese vese. Tipewo ufungwa zenyu pamamiriro akaita zvino.
Nyaya iri papa kumbe ndekuti zvinhu ziri paground zvakaoma edi vanhu havafani kuti run away from reality yekuti upenyu muzimbabwe hwaoma mapraizes akwira then vanhu havasi kutoafoda even mabasics ekuti put on the table so it's a reality that people don't need to run away and vanhu vezanupf havafani kublema kuti kwanzi pane mumwe munhu ari kudira jecha pazvinhu zvinhuevil they are to blame because they are just a few months away from election, and we are failing to fulfill my election promises. They are failing to fulfill the Nika. If I'm being very saka, if I put Tina Putitanga, we run. You can only see on the government in the old Kurana. If you know that Kaka run, right, to enjoy. But it was not going to go and go to the water open. I don't think it's
Saka imimi sekubvunza kwandana mboita manzwa zvataurwa navamwe manzwa zvataurwa navachuma imimi munofunga kuti chii chinofanira kuitwa kuti zvinhu zvigadzikane izvi
zvinhu zvinofanira kuti zvigadzikane izvi ndezvekuti vanhu vanofanira the government zvamutesi inofanira kutoaccepta kuti zvinhu zviri kuitika izvi its not the basis way forward dzavafanira kuti bond runs 181 but you can open a shop on out to three tier system, exchange system. If you need to go to the reality background, I think it could be, if you need a way forward, then we move away from the bond, you know, to the later, you can get a three tier system. Then we adopt the current stable. There's no more options, you go out there. Yes, there's no more options, you go out there. And those options can be done and you can have angle stabilizers and go back and then. Otherwise, go to the later, retorted the activity. They would say it's a runaway from reality. I use it, but I thought the and you also would be in the end of the day.
Zvakunonzi maticha havawisi mari yokunze maticha hagenerati foreign currency sei vachida kubhadharwa nemari yokunze
iyoyo haisi problem yedu because isusu tiri maemployees and the government iresponsibility yayo yekuti atake for welfare brother, this is the thing I generate foreign currency. Can I tell you that I have to go out? No, when we do that, we have to go out. 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 We have to fulfill obligation. We have to go out. We have to go out.
welfare yao is well catered for. Then to make that of it. But otherwise, you may just say, even the angle of politicking, and then you say, I'm doing the day.
Aiwa tatenda skuro mapengo tishadzoka kwa muri ramba yenyu muri parunare
takana
tuye we are you know on the issue that teachers do not generate any foreign currency so they should not ask to be paid in foreign currency. Says that's not an issue because it is the government's responsibility to take care of their welfare, whatever the currency is used. You know that is fine with them, but it has to be a currency that also can make them live a better life than what is going on now.
I think what he's saying is very true because even some big companies that don't generate foreign currency have to rely on, you know, foreign currency from the RBZ. So whether you generate foreign currency or not, you know,
this issue from Mr. Chuma.
At the end of the day, we are told that Mr. Wande, we've got another caller. I think let's take that caller. Someone a caller, Ujan.
Inkumalo
one for it.
Inkumalo PGC.
Pengisiwa unjani?
Mpilirangu.
Nye, agucho pena nangu kukia kukanyi nito zinengi. Sasa kupa kwa lezima kukwana njani?
Ya, hiki nga, ilo wivu wana mani pega u TV, everything. Zimbabwe correct. Ama toka, ale lungi ilo wiki astrali chengo nabantu. Ama kisha ale lungi ilo wiki astrali chengo nabantu. Loko uthi abalethi imali abangenisa imali yamanye amazwe phande akutsho nithi lokho akukho ukumehluko neza isekutshena lo obusayo lo usuke ezandleni zikatitsha ama-doctors ayenza umsebenzi obalulekile ebantwini ama-teacher ayenza umsebenzi obalulekile ebantwini bangabantu into engixakayo ukuthi are they the only people abakona iproblem esekhaya na or abantu bonke baseZimbabwe abayiboni laba abanye abantu yibo bodwa abayazi ukuthi ekhaya kuludubo nama-teachers isaid ukuthi everybody must advocate to fix up iproblem yasekhaya but only doctors and teachers and nurses yibo abakumele bakhale ukuthi kule problem elizweni i-government kayilungise udubo olusekhaya kube lokuzwana ekhaya even abantu abaphandle they are not happy ukuthi bazithathe it's not that they like it you see more
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Bhekisipho ungadinga ukusasa sibongile kakhulu
yebo
so what Bhekisipho is saying is that the government should fix everything that is affecting the nation you know because he's saying at the end of the day the problem that is there is seen by everybody. So the government has got the final say in whatever happens in Zimbabwe. So it should fix whatever is there. So maybe let's get a reaction from Mr. Chuma before we go to another guest. So, Mr. Chuma, I think we've been hearing people saying almost the same thing. ZANU-PF is not doing the right thing. So when are you going to do the right thing?
Like I said earlier on, we are doing everything to our best ability, but we are not going to be perfect. We are bound to make mistakes. We are bound to miss one or two things, and hence that's where everybody now is needed collectively. Because we might be forming the government as a ruling party, but you see, the government belongs to everybody. It belongs to even the NDC cadre, the ZAPU cadre. So which means that at the end of it all, it all bows back to the effect of saying that let us all partake to the resuscitation of the economy and to the building up of all our infrastructure and everything collectively. So this thing cannot just be left to ZANU-PF. And believe me, ZANU-PF is not wanting to blame anybody. I've never heard them want to blame anybody or point fingers. This is not the time to point fingers at each other. But it is time to start telling some of the truth and saying, so you will get a when I went down Lapo Con, what are you doing where you are? In the sanitation of the economy, the pushing forward of our country is concerned. And that question alone must then ignite that spark that is going to then start rejuvenating the country as a whole. But the moment wherever you are pulling astray, then you must know that you are part and parcel of the problems of the country called Zimbabwe. But if you're doing well where you are, talking well about the country wherever you are, in Washington, D.C., as you guys are there now, you should be trying to lobby to say, no, sanctions are not good because they don't affect the Ramnanga God, they don't affect the Chamisa. They affect the Zanupiev Povo down there, the NDC Povo down there. Those are the people that are actually feeling the brunt of those sanctions. So to say targeted or whatever is not going to help anybody. Those guys are going to have their breakfast very well. Chamisa is wake up and eat his breakfast. Ramnangagwa is going to wake up and eat his breakfast. Go back. How about Isusu Povo, Pasapa, whether you are Zanu people or MDC, you are going to face the same problem. You are going to go to the same hospital where there are no doctors. You are going to send your children to the same schools where there are no teachers. I'm sure they are learning in some private school somewhere. I'm sure they are all grown up, but if they are young, they will be going to some private school somewhere. But Marawako, the agenda which God was not teach, agenda which mother, she's not dogs. So who's following and who at the end of the day? Those are the questions that Zimbabweans should really be posing to themselves right now.
Thank you.
And that way, we can start solving the question of Zimbabwe going down, and we'll start seeing Zimbabwe going up, because we'll now start pulling in one direction, knowing that whatever we do, the consequences are going to be felt by the person down there, not the people up there.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think you have got another guest. So, who is this guest?
Magadi niko pa runarapo.
I think it's Chief Chirandu.
Ah, yes. Diva Chirandu. Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Magadi.
Yes,
hey, Magadi nzwenyu.
Mushem.
Vyamako ere. Takapisa kukunzwa ipano pa ne pfinyuro. Pava ne mwedzi yakawanda chose.
Joshua.
Hey. Munofungei neza muri kuona nezviri kuitika?
Zviri kuitika kumusha uko zvakaoma. And the problem is there could be a solution by the authorities that be if ever we had people who had what it takes to come up with the decisions and arrest the situation. Unfortunately, and we'd expect which is practically impossible if you are being led by somebody who is blind. So,
I think his line is cut off. Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe go to Mr.
Maybe we'll get him back.
Yeah.
Vama Pengwa Muripo. Hello, Vama Pengo Muripo.
Hey,
hello. Hey.
Muripo.
Yeah, ndando tukuda pamwe maenda. Manzwa zwa taura ni wamwe manzwa zwa pindura wo na wachuma. Imi msavara iridzi. Chamuno wona chinofanira kuitwa kuti zvinhu zvinake pamwiri imimi ndechipi uye zvinozogona here kungogadzirira imimi moga vamwe vasina kugadziriswa.
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vanhu vanga vangotibudira pachokwadi mamirira akaita zvinhu. Ende especially panyaya yezola pakuti tinoona kuti mayezola achitaugwa nezvavo. Kune vamwe vari kumawana within the government. Saka kuti vazouya voti kwatiri isusu varairidzi hatisi kuwana yusa. Handifungi kuti kwai vaTrump kana kuti vaObama vakatora mayusa vakabuda nawo muZimbabwe. Angorimo mu. Ungati vanhu, ungati Maria akatorwa ikabuda munyika, ingorimo but iri mudzimba dzavanhu. Ende vaibudisa vaenda nayo ndopavakauya vakaisa bhonzi. wakamboti promisa wakita kukuti bondi 1:1 and ndobva vazotizve bondi 1:1 haichashandi ndobva vazodzokazva kuti 1:1 yakushanda those contradictions those zvinoratidza kuti vanhu ava vasi kutaurira in good faith but vakuda kungotirasarasa njere dzedu saka ndobva tava kuramba ipapo kuti nozvinza muri kutaura hazvii saka the way forward now is ngavatinyato kuti taura chokwadi chiripo chekutinuka mutetsi hwese hwavari kuita uko handino hwatisingadi maethic good governance ndo havasi kuda kushowa ndo hatii kuramba
ava tinotenda namashoko enyu ramba zvenyu muripo tichadzoka kwamuri pane vamwe futi vari parunhare.
Yes, I think it's Donald Mamboma.
Yeah, wow, that sounds familiar. Makadiva Mamboma.
Kamara
tindari.
Ai
vatikanani. Yebo Mamboma kunja.
Ah kuyapira, kuyakunja.
Hai chapira void.
Titaurire za. Nhasi muroda kuti taurira chi.
Ah, nemkoma wandi munona sekuti nyika ino nakare. Nevanhu vane kwakavara kudai vachidzwa tepati.
Tiri kubvunza imini ka. Tiudzei mimi kuti zvofamiswa sei. Munozviona sei.
Ez long tichingova nevanhu vakaita sana vachuma vane mfungwa dzakaridzana vachuma dzokusatenda zvinhu zviri pachena papani hanyika haina achimukoma achidingonyeperana nokuti ikozvino muriko wava kutoblema kutoblema kuta sokuti opposition ine simba here kana tiwo ndivakati tahwina tapinda panyanga zvavachiita kaonawo wai ikozvino vachida assistant yeopposition but vavairiga vachiita mavachita medzidzaudza zokuti 10+1 ndiani wai iko zvino vavakuda kuti join forces nani vavada kubata naye zvavaitika ndo zvavairigira vanoriga vasina clue yokuzogadzira nyika ndo problem ine vanhu ava saka haisi yakanaka nyika yedu mukoma chero tikadii tichingova nevanhu vane pfungwa dzakaridza vachuma dzi ivo vanobva vanonyatsokuziona ndimp kana kati vakazobvavo constituency yayo yandomiria inowarana kutambura chaizvo kuda 3/4 yanhu vose varimo vanotambura vanozviziva zvinhu zvachuma havangafangi aiti sekuti ngavarege kuita sekuti vari kuudza zvinhu zvavasingazivi mani hapana asingazivi kuti nyika munotambuka iko zvinoda zvamatuya maticha maticha ouri kuitei uri kuitei pauri chicha saka bvariini varungu varipo takamboona munhu achizometei pauri kana kuti unoshanda chauri kuita kushanda ticha ari kudzidza vana vachipiwa kasei yacho ombodzi uri kuitei pauri ipapo kuti vachumavo musafanga musangangwavo vainvita ipapo
aiwa hatidaro
nokuti pfungwa dzavo dzinopesa nemhomho yekenyika
izvo hazvina haisiri mhosva kuti pfungwa dzavanhu dzinopesana dzinosiyana ndo zvatiri kukurudzira pachirongwa chino kuti vanhu vataure zvavanoona mavonero avo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika saka
pfungwa dzavachuma nepfungwa dzavachiri muhanzi mukoma hwande avo kudai vanonyanya kutiza pachokwadi chavanoziva chiasi ngavambopota vachiadhimita kuti chindo chokwadi kana vakangodero chete ithink nyika inonaka because problem yatinaende kuita sekuti nevanhu munyika vavivo vasinga accepti chokwadi chiri pachena ndozvinonei kuti ivo vakaudzwa kuti zvakati ivo vanodaokuti vada kuta mhandu kuva omuwezi vachiopoza majority yavari kutungamira
saaira
hau kana uchingoopoza vanhu vari kutungamira tine zhara ivo uri kuti havana zhara hamuna zhara
tiiikuguzahauna
zhara saka vakutungamirirani
chiregai vachuma vapindure vega. Mr. Chuma, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. It gets disappointing to hear a grown-up man say that. Handambozi zvinhu zvakanaka muno muzimbabwe ndatozvitaurawo nemhikati tiri kutambura povho iri kutambura povho yezanupesi chaiyo iri kutambura povho yemdc yacho iri kutambura asi vakuru kuoko zvinhu zviri kunaka tasvika pachinano chekuda kugadzirisa tiri toso it's not an issue of a government of national unity no but it's a matter of saying kuti iwewe pauri ipapo you have a role to play definitely ukaona chifunga kuti hauna role yokuplaya iwe uri muzimbabwe then you are somehow lost somewhere you have a part to play it's just like a character in a corruption doesn't okay by one person it has to involve other parties and once the other party refuses to be corrupted or to be corrupt then corruption cannot okay but because another party then partakes of that then that's how corruption is begun that's all I'm saying But what I'm saying is that we all have a role to play wherever we are. And if we don't play our role and want to blame, I don't pay for blame the government. But no one wants to do it. Because as Roman was Zimbabwe. So this is the time to really look at this thing national, in a nationalistic viewpoint rather than a partisan viewpoint of the Zambian MDC. Because we are always on a political gear all the time. But we are saying budget politics, development, it belongs to everybody, all those parties put together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Maybe Donald is still there. Maybe can just his parting words, Donald.
Eh, mama, mama. Muchiribo.
Unda kuti iyo ndiripo.
Eh, andini
mapi. His last words maybe because time is up.
Mapiwa ni intro yenyu anditi mainzwa.
Ndanzwa, ndo kana kuzvanda funza padokodoko nyotwa nguva dokodoko. Ndafunza kuti iyo pavano fanda vachida kune dzimwe nyika dzavamwe havaho kunyara here sevakuru sevachuma totoasa maexecutive kana kuti hamero legislature mavari kana kuti pai havaho kunyara here vachiona development iri kune dzimwe nyika sevo vakuru vano vachibuda vachiuya kuno vachikwira dzindege vachidi havaho kunyara here kuti nyika yavo yakangosunga ibhiriki dzabhiridza kuzimbabwe ngongombe hapana kana ndima ichabuda kana muporo haubudi kana mambe dzabhiridza mugoma hapana kungobhirirana pachokwadi apa vanhu vano zvikoni wavo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mamboma.
Hi, what? Tatenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu semazuva ose. Matipa mashoko kuti timbo nyatsofunga nezvamaburitsa. Tinotenda zvikuru vamamboma.
Very nice discussion. So we've got Brighton Ndugu who says ET must give Chamisa a chance. Then Makosi Ncube says, I'm watching you live, guys, from Bulawayo. Then Santon Makuze says, this old dispensation has failed. Then Mpo Machaka says, it's so disheartening because our leaders have failed to deliver from their election promises. I'm watching you from Swaziland.
Mm.
Then we've got people like, let me see, Tafatso Ataru says, what Mr. Chuma is saying is not true. Because the government of Zimbabwe only belongs to ZANU-PF. And then K. Mukunda says, please, Mr. Chuma, stop lecturing us on sanctions. They were put for a reason. So please, please make sure that you stay out of some of these things at times.
Mm.
And then we've got Takias Kauke. He says, please, Mr. Chuma, you're out of order. So what do we have?
We have a familiar name, Mr. Dennis Juru.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's an office holder in the International Cross-Border Traders Association,
mm-hmm.
who is saying that they stand in solidarity with those people who are striking.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mr. Dennis Juru.
Mm-hmm.
There is Mr. Mpe Mikoti, who says, zvimwe zvinhu zvinosiririsa ZANU iriku. Inongoramba ichiti iri kutonga munyika musina mari pakaipa dai vanzvira tsitsi vana veZimbabwe vangosiyavo semapiwo avakaitwa naSmith. That's what he believes that they should just leave the country the way it was when it was handed over to
by Ian Smith. Now I think we've got Chief Chirandu now.
Chirandu,
so
yes.
Chief Chirandu, how are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, your phone was actually cutting off. So, Chief Chirandu is a former captain in the Zimbabwe National Army, and I guess now he's based in South Africa. So now, looking at the time when you're in Zimbabwe and now, I mean today. So, do you see any big difference in terms of Zimbabwe's economic situation right now?
There is a difference, if I can say. The time when that country had achieved a kumusha the Chiria Kuno Kandini, you find it with yes, time when Chiyoyo, that's when we had the serious problem by 2008. But I had experienced economic meltdown in Zimbabwe, which led later to the formation of the government of national which then eased things up. You know, we had a reprise of some sort up until 2012, because of Pera government of national unity. Prior to that, that government of national unity, things had gone haywire. I think you bear with me. You understand how things were at that time. But if we are to reflect on what was happening then, that time, vis-a-vis what we are seeing and experiencing now, I think we are even worse off in 2018, 2019. Things are not getting any better. We are actually going down, and there is no coming back. As we can see, there's no, there are no signs of recovery. Nothing that you can say probably is going to give us some signposts of a better tomorrow. We only know that today is a bad day, tomorrow is even going to be worse, and we go on like that. And we see like EMA doctors, and they are going to be joining to nurses as well as my teacher, which is a national catastrophe. You know, but of course we saw this coming. Unfortunately, we have people in our country who believe you don't need to listen to reason, but you need to continue being repressive and reactive on issues. Really, if you were to come together and maybe find the best way possible out of my problems, and you would say, okay, fine, I can't go on like this because this is going to lead to something worse than we have ever experienced before. Like, I mean, when we started having these issues of strike, especially from the junior doctors, you could hear, right, from the leadership. You say, unfortunately, we don't have any leadership. We don't have leaders in our country. I understand that PF is synonymous of people who rule, as they always say with the Chinotonga. But I don't know where the problem is. Because we don't need Chinotonga. That's where the problem is. That's where all the problems are emanating from. They are stemming from that. That we have people, we have the but unfortunately, we don't have a Tunga Miriwa. That's why we have this problem. My problem is the doctors, right? The doctors, they were not being given attention to. Otherwise, they were just being labeled as people who are not patriotic. Where would you get a vice president of a country to lecture us on the difference between a profession and an occupation? Something that is unheard of. Even if you call somebody from Mars, even rocket science, you never get to a point where you have that kind of definition of trying to convince people that these people, they're just, they just have an occupation, it's not a profession. I told you, you know, there's the James Bond quote that we did. We don't expect that.
Thank you so much. Can you hold on?
Issue of,
yes, can you hold on? We're coming back to you. Let's take a caller. Slow Baba, uspasa chuma. Baba chuma, kunjani?
Kani baba.
Ayi siyaphila kakhulu isikhathi sesihambile chuma. Phosela kukhona pho baba. Utsho ukuthi ubona njani ukwenzakala kule Zimbabwe.
Hey, okwenzakala kule Zimbabwe kunzima baba, futhi ukuthi iqiniso eliphelileyo. Kunokunzima okukhulu kakhulu. Kade seke amadokotela abeke phansi izikhali abantu bayasezibhedlela. Nanka amatitshara kathesi lawo. Abantwana kusasa bevula kakula mntwana ozayifundisa. Angikwazi ukuthi ilizwe lilecele livaliwe lithi. Ikuthi nje kasile abakhokheli abangani bakhaliphile enqondeni. Bawasebenzisa okwentini. Manje kungasebenzisa into yentini lapha. Bakusebenzisa into enjalo lapha emhlabeni la. Uyamele ulaleli. Abantu laba batshela kudala. Amatitha abona atshengisela kulesi khathi. Kwakumele ukuthi ngabalalela izikhalazo zabo. Amadokotela akhuluma kulesi khathi. Kodwa into bezinjeke kuzingakhangelwa. Umuntu uyabeleke ekhulume siyale. Hayi, bakithi kunobunzima omkhulu kakhulu. Angazi ukuthi sizagcina singaphi. Kuyacala ivale ilizwe lethu. Sanithi iyakhanyela.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ungathulela kusasa siphasa chuma.
Hayi, kulungile baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So all what he's saying is that all these problems started long back and the government should have listened to the needs of the teachers and doctors. So maybe Mr. Chuma can wrap it up in a minute. Baba Chuma, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, can you, your last word, sir?
Well, what I want to say is that there are genuine problems and genuine strides from all these sectors. Teachers definitely have something to cry about. Their salaries are not probably commensurate with the work that they do. Same with the doctors. Same with almost all the employees. The police, the soldiers, you name it. There is a problem. But this is our thing. This is our country. This is our new government that just came in. Let us not squeeze it. Let us not kill it. Let us grow it together. Let's understand while we're at it. Let's cut some of these things. Government also being sincere about it.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma.
And move on.
I'm sorry, time is out, Mr. Chuma, but thank you so much. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma as the RPF member, Mr. Opet Masara Wura, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, and Chief Chirandu, a former Army captain in the Zimbabwe National Army. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Let's meet again tomorrow.
And I'm Taruna Kawande. Have a good night. Until we meet next time.